cherish the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace and mercy. We thank you for all you've done in our lives. We thank you for your divine protection. We thank you for your divine guidance. We thank you for your interventions we have seen in all areas of our lives. We thank you for fighting our battles. We thank you for answers you have given to every of our prayers. Oh Lord, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for making all things work together for our good. We thank you, Lord, for making impossible situations possible. We thank you for turning our lives around so that your name can be glorified in our lives. We thank you for turning our situations around so that your name can be glorified in our situations. Oh Lord, we say, be thou magnified, be thou exalted forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all that you have done for us in the previous prayer sessions we have had on this platform. We thank you for victories you give us. We thank you for how you destroyed yokes of the enemy. We thank you for how you delivered us. We thank you for how you healed us. We thank you for how you have changed our lives. We thank you for how you have visited us. We thank you for the revelations you have shown us by your Holy Spirit. We thank you because you have shown your light in our lives and you exposed all the secrets of darkness. Father, be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do even as we pray tonight. We thank you because you're going to visit us. You're going to help us. You're going to show us mercy. We thank you because you are going to beautify our lives and transform our lives. We thank you, Lord, because you are going to move us forward. You're going to open doors for us. And you're going to elevate us to the place you want us to be. Lord, receive our thanksgiving in Jesus' name. I hand over this session to you, Lord. I ask that you help every one of us to pray. For the scripture says that we do not know how to pray, but your Holy Spirit makes intercessions for us. Your Holy Spirit gives us utterances. Lord, we ask that everyone that will be praying in this meeting tonight, this evening, Lord, we ask that you give every one of us divine utterances of victories in Jesus' name. Lead us by your Holy Spirit to be able to pray and prevail in the place of prayer tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. And we are going to start with worship songs. And after that, we shall go into prayer points. Yeah, let's sing the song. Holy, are you Lord? All creation call you God. What is your name? What is your name? We worship. majesty, awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy name. Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow, and all we shame you. Holy are you, Lord, holy are you, Lord. Call you God, call you God. All is your name, all thee is your name. We worship your majesty, awesome God, awesome God, how great thou art. You are God, mighty are your miracles, mighty are your miracles. We stand in awe of your holy Lord, we bow, Lord, we bow, and worship you. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. That was slain. Glory, glory. Alleluia, Gloria, Alleluia, Gloria, Alleluia, praise the Lord, worthy. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, Gloria, Alleluia. Gloria, Alleluia. Gloria, Alleluia. Praise the Lord. Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus is alive. Forever he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In our lives, Jesus is alive.
You are our Father, you are our Helper, you
sufficiency. The fullness of all that we need is in you. Father, we bless your holy name. You are the one who beautifies our lives. You are the one who fights our battles. You are the one who gives us all that we need to fulfill our callings and destinies. Lord, you are the one who makes all things work together for our good. You are the one making impossible things possible unto us. Lord, we celebrate you. You are the one who wipes away our tears. You are the one who takes away our pains and sorrows and suffering. You are the one who answers our prayers. Father, we worship you. We worship you. We are so grateful to have you in our lives. For your mercy toward us is so great. Your favor toward us is so great. Your grace upon our lives is so great. You are so faithful. You are so wonderful. You are so kind. You are so good. Father, we are so grateful. We are so grateful for your love. We are so grateful for your presence. We are so grateful for your guidance and direction. We are so grateful for your illumination and revelations. We are so grateful for meeting us at the point of our needs. We are so grateful for rebuking Satan concerning us. We are so grateful for subduing the devil under our feet. We are so grateful for making us to overcome temptations. We are so grateful for making us to overcome trials and tribulations of life. We are so grateful for giving us power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and none of them could hurt us. Father, we are so grateful for all the signs and wonders we have received from you since the time we began to know you. Thank you for everything you have done for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Ancient of this, we bless your name. Rock of Israel, we worship you. Rock of Israel, we praise you. Rock of Israel, we worship you. King of glory, we worship you. King of kings, we worship you. Thank you for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you for everything you have done. Blessed be your holy name. We worship you, Father. Ancient of days, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Thank you for all that you have in store for us. For we know that you have great things in store for us. We know that you have great things in store for us. You have great plans in store for us. You have great plans for us, and you are fulfilling them already. You are performing them already. Blessed be your holy name. We thank you because you have prepared a glorious future for us, and you will take us into that future. You will hold us by the hand and take us into that future. Thank you, Father, for everything you have reserved and prepared for us. Blessed be your holy name. Thank you, faithful Lord. Thank you, faithful Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Yeah, we're going to begin with Thanksgiving prayer. Yeah, you're going to take this prayer of Thanksgiving. You're going to say, Father, thank you for your commitment to help me. Thank you for your commitment to bless me. Thank you for your commitment to change my life. Thank you for your commitment to deliver me completely. Thank you for your commitment to work wonders in my life. To work wonders in my life. Begin to pray like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Lord, thank you because you are so committed to helping me. You are so committed to blessing me. You are so committed to fighting my battles. Thank you, Lord, for your commitment to make my life victorious. Thank you for your commitment to make my life great. Thank you for your commitment to bring me into the destination you have prepared for me. Lord, thank you for your commitment to help me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your commitment to help me, to fight for me, to deliver me, to give me peace on every side. Thank you for your commitment to lift up my life. Thank you, Lord, for your commitment to strengthen me. Ancient of Days, thank you. Ancient of Days, thank you. Ancient of Days, thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your commitment to help me. Thank you for your commitment to meeting me at the point of my needs. Thank you, Father, for your commitment to helping me grow in the knowledge of you. Thank you for your commitment to helping me draw closer to you. Thank you for your commitment to make my life beautiful. Thank you for your commitment to make my life great and glorious. Thank you for committing yourself to help me. Thank you for committing yourself to answer my prayers. Thank you, Father, for your commitment. Thank you, Lord, for your commitment. In Jesus' mighty name, we have given him thanks. Amen. We are going to thank God once again. We are going to say, Father, thank you for all the blessings you have reserved for me in this month and in every other month of this year. So, Father, thank you for all the blessings, all the opportunities, all the helps you have reserved for me. You have strategically positioned in this year for me. In the name of Jesus, begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. So, Father, thank you for all the blessings you have set apart, all the blessings you have reserved, all the blessings you have strategically positioned in this month and in every month of this year for my life, for my calling, for my destiny. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your for all the blessings you have set aside, all the blessings you have set in position in each month of this year for me. Thank you for all the blessings you have reserved for me. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for all the helps, all the support, all the favors, all the opportunities, all the riches and wealth you have set in strategic positions for me. You have set in place for me. You have reserved for me in this month and in the rest of this year. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all the blessings you have strategically positioned for me. Thank you for all the blessings you have positioned on my journey in this year. Thank you because you will help me. Thank you because you are determined to bless me. Thank you because you are determined to favor me. You are determined to support me. You are determined to raise helpers for me. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence in my life begin to draw uncommon favor. Begin to draw into my life uncommon favor or unusual favor. Let your presence in my life begin to draw them into my life. From this hour henceforth, in the name of Jesus, Lord, let your presence in my life begin to draw into my life unusual favor, uncommon helps, uncommon favor. Lord, let your presence with me, let your presence in me, let your presence around me begin to draw them into my life. As I journey through this month and every other month of this year, Lord, let your presence in my life begin to draw into my life favor from impossible places, favor from places that people hardly get favored, favor from people and that I know, from people that I don't know. Lord, let your presence in my life begin to attract favor from everywhere I go, from everywhere in the earth. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your presence in my life bring me speed to move forward in this year. Say, Father, let your presence in my life bring me speed to move forward from where I am now to where you want me to be. Let your presence in my life bring unto me speed. Let your presence in my life give me unusual speed. Give me great speed into the place of manifestation. Great speed into the place of glory. Great speed into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Great speed into the place of success and greatness. Lord, let your presence in my life give unto me great speed in the name of Jesus. Great speed from where I am now to where you have prepared for me, to where I'm supposed to be. Let your presence in my life grant unto me speed to move forward, speed to excel, speed to succeed, speed to possess my possessions, speed to receive complete deliverance, speed to receive complete victories, speed to receive my blessings, speed to receive my miracles. Let your presence in my life grant unto me speed. Thank you, Lord. As I walk through this year, let me achieve great things with speed. Let me achieve great success with speed. Let me achieve great promotion with speed. Let me achieve signs and wonders with speed. Let me start and complete projects with speed. Let me be able to do well in my career with speed. Let me encounter excellence with speed in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your presence give unto me speed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Yeah, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the sword of the Lord to cut off every evil hand turning good things into evil in my life. Every evil hand changing good things into evil, changing light into darkness, changing positivity into negativity. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Let the sword of the Lord cut off every hand of darkness, turning goodness into evil, turning good things into evil. Every hand of darkness, turning comfort into discomfort, turning joy into sorrow, turning peace into trouble. Every hand of the enemy, turning my light into turning light into darkness in my life. Sword of the Lord cuts them all. Sword of the Lord cuts them all. She hands dead and heals you there. Right now, in the name of Jesus, let the sword of the Lord cut them in pieces. Every hand of witchcraft that is causing good things to turn to evil in my life. Every hand of witchcraft that is making good things to turn into wrong things in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let the sword of the Lord cut them in pieces. Every hand of darkness chasing away good things from reaching me. Every hand of darkness pushing away blessings from reaching me. Stopping goodness from reaching me. Stopping good things from reaching me. Let the sword of the Lord cut them in pieces now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and destroy every covering of darkness upon my life, causing prayers not to be answered. Every covering of darkness upon my life that has put me under close heaven, that is not allowing my prayers to get answered, that is not allowing my prayers to produce signs and wonders. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every covering of darkness over my life that is making my prayers and fasting to produce no result, that is making me to pray under closed heavens, that is making me to fast under closed heavens. Every covering of darkness, every cloud of darkness blocking answers to my prayers, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Leshana gekiha suzianda tachada. Begin to pray. Every environmental darkness, every territorial darkness that has covered my life, making it difficult for my prayers to be answered, making it difficult for the answers to my prayers to reach me, making it difficult for my prayers to reach the heavens, to reach the presence of God, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them down. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Environmental darkness, territorial darkness upon my life, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Territorial darkness upon my ministry, territorial darkness upon my marriage, upon my career, upon my home, upon my finances, catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Environmental darkness upon my health, upon my body, soul, and spirit, making it difficult for me to walk in victory. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Thank you, Lord. Consume them all now. Consume them all now. In the name of Jesus, I decree over your life that every territorial darkness, environmental darkness that is making it difficult for you to experience victories in your life, let fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' a mighty name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every oppression of darkness going on to weaken my spirit man. Every oppression of darkness going on to weaken my spiritual man. fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Begin to pray like that. That's the prayer point. Say, I come against every oppression of darkness going on to weaken my spiritual man, to weaken my spirit, to disconnect my spirit from the voice of God, to disconnect my spirit from the Holy Ghost, to disconnect my spirit from the presence of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost consume them now. Every operation of darkness injecting weakness into my spirit, injecting weakness into my soul, injecting weakness into my body. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. Say, every work of the devil going on to make me weak spiritually, to make me weak in prayer, to make me weak in fasting, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, every oppression of darkness going on to make me weak in faith, to make me weak in grace, to make me weak in trusting God, catch fire of the Holy Ghost now. In the name of Jesus, every work of the devil that has been done and that is ongoing to cause me to be weak and cold spiritually, to cause me to be weak and lukewarm spiritually, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Catch fire of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're still going to pray. Some of you in this year, there are some friendship that you must end. There are some relationship with certain people that you must end. If you really want to see a change in your life, otherwise your life can just be like it was last year. There might not be any change, except you cut ties with certain people, except you cut ties with certain places. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I reject every friendship and relationship that will not allow your desires to come to pass in my life this year. Say, I reject every friendship. I reject every relationship that will not allow you to bless me this year, that will not allow my life to be transformed for good this year. I reject them in the name of Jesus. I cut them off in the name of Jesus. Let them be permanently separated from my life. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, say, every friendship, relationship that will not allow God bless me this year, let them end now. In the name of Jesus, every friendship, every relationship, every connection that will not allow God lift me up this year, that will not allow God promote my life this year, let them end now. In the name of Jesus, every friendship that will not allow me to grow in my career, that will not allow me to grow in my calling, that will not allow me to grow in my financial life, that will not allow me to grow in the knowledge of God, that will not allow me to grow in my prayer life, let them end now. In the name of Jesus, every relationship and friendship that is bringing misfortune into my life, every relationship and friendship and connection that is bringing failures, bringing setbacks into my life, bringing delays, stagnation into my life, in the name of Jesus, every relationship and friendship that God has not approved, that heaven has not approved for my life, career, calling, and destiny, I reject them. Let them end now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Let them end now. Let them end now. Let them end now. Every relationship that was devised by the devil to bring me down. Every friendship, connection, relationship that was devised by Satan and his demons to bring me down. Let such relationship and friendship and partnership end now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You're going to pray. I'm going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, connect me with your anointing that make impossibilities possible. Say, Father, connect me with your anointing. I want to live under that anointing. I want to walk under that anointing. Connect me with the anointing that make impossibilities possible. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Connect my body, Father, with an anointing that makes impossible things possible, that make impossibilities possible. In the name of Jesus, connect my soul, connect my spirit, connect my life, connect my business, connect my marriage, connect my destiny, connect my calling with an anointing that makes impossibilities possible. The anointing that reverses irreversible things. The anointing that corrects incorrectable things. The anointing that heals irreversible damages. The anointing that makes all things possible. Lord, connect me with such anointing. The anointing that moves mountains. Anointing that levels mountains. Anointing that makes way appear where there is no way. Lord, I want to live under that anointing. I want to walk under that anointing. Connect me with such anointing. Thank you, Lord. Oh God, connect me with such anointing that makes impossible things possible, anointing that makes impossible things possible, anointing that turns darkness into light, anointing that turns problems into testimonies, anointing that turns difficult situations into miracles, anointing that changes sickness to become healing. Lord, let such anointing remain on my life. Let me be connected to such anointing. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The Lord is showing me that some of you lost a gift to witchcraft, like the witchcraft people or witchcraft agents. They were able to steal a particular gift from your life. Now, it could be a physical gift, it could be a spiritual gift. Yeah, but now there shall be a restoration in the name of Jesus. Now God is going to make you get it back. He's going to make you get it back. It shall be recovered. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, every gift I lost to witchcraft, every gift the witchcraft realm stole from my life, fire of the Holy Ghost, bring them back to me. Bring them back to me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray in the name of Jesus. Say, I take back every gift the witchcraft realm took away from me. Every gift that was taken away from me by witchcraft powers, by witchcraft manipulations, every gift that was taken away from me by witchcraft forces, by witchcraft devices, now in the name of Jesus, I take them back. By fire of the Holy Ghost, I take them back. I take them back. They begin to pray like that. Say, I take them back. Every gift that was taken away from me by witchcraft powers, by witchcraft manipulations, by witchcraft devices, I take them back now. By fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, financial gift that was taken away from me through witchcraft, I take them back. By the authority of the living God, spiritual gift that was taken away from me through witchcraft, I claim them back. By the authority of the Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, I claim them back. By the authority in the name of Jesus, right now, every gift that I lost to the enemy through witchcraft, let them come back now. By fire of the Holy Ghost, let them be restored. By fire of the Holy Ghost, thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, the Lord is also showing me that he wants to activate the gifts of healings in the life of some of you. Some of you, God has put in you ability to pray for sick people and they will be healed immediately. But that gift is not working. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let the gifts of healing you have placed in me, the gifts of healing you have placed upon me, let it be activated now to produce great signs and wonders in the earth. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, the gifts of healings you have placed in my life, the gifts of healings you have placed in my hands, in my two hands, the gifts of healings you have placed in my spirit to glorify your kingdom on earth. Lord, let it be activated now. Let them be activated now. Let them begin to function now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lesha Denga Gahata Mahashoe Sasa Inni Halijida Kekide Tataragala Ekushara Sanagaba Mashuan the Tiarada. Let that gift be activated now. In the name of Jesus, the gifts of healings that the Lord has placed inside of you, and the Lord has placed upon you, that the Lord has put in your two hands, the gifts of healings inside your spirit, I call it forth to begin to manifest. I call the gift forth to come out into manifestation and begin to produce signs and wonders. I begin to produce healing miracles from this hour henceforth. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every forces of darkness that wants my life destabilized, that wants my life frustrated, that wants my life confused and depressed at all times. Let the anger of God waste them all. Let the anger of God waste them all. Begin to pray like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I come against forces of darkness that wants my life destabilized, that wants my life frustrated, that wants my life depressed, that wants my life confused at all times. I decree, let the anger of God consume them. I invoke the anger of God against them. Every forces of witchcraft, every forces of principalities and powers, every forces of hell, every forces of darkness that wants my life destabilized, forces of witches and wizards that want my life destabilized, that want my life unstable, that want my life confused, that want my life depressed and frustrated. Let the anger of God waste them now. Thank you, Lord. Let the anger of God waste them all. Let the anger of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God, the Lord is showing me that some of you are being bound by a marine covenant, by a covenant in the deep waters, by a covenant in the deep sea. The marine kingdom under the sea, the kingdom of darkness under the sea, they have a covenant by which they are ruling your life. They have a covenant by which they are controlling and enslaving your life. So you're going to place a right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, break and destroy every covenant. The marine kingdom is having over my life. Every covenant binding me to marine spirits. Every covenant binding me to the realm of darkness under the sea. Fire of the Holy Ghost, break and destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Shesad. Break and destroy them. Every covenant the marine kingdom have over my life, every legal ground the marine kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of darkness in the waters, every legal ground they have over my life, let the fire of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Every covenant by which the demons under the waters, by which the witches under the waters are ruling over my life, let the blood of Jesus destroy that covenant now. In the name of Jesus, every covenant of darkness that is making marine spirit to rule over my life and destiny, every covenant of darkness that is making marine witches, marine witchcraft to rule over my calling and destiny, let them be destroyed now. Thank you, Lord. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, every covenant of darkness by which the kingdoms of darkness under the sea are ruling over my life and calling and destiny, every covenant of darkness by which the agents of Satan under the sea are ruling over my career, over my calling, over my ministry, let the fire of the Holy Ghost and the blood of Jesus destroy them all. Now, in the name of Jesus, I have no part with the devil. I have nothing. I hold the devil. I belong to the kingdom of God. Begin to pray like that. I belong to the covenant that is in Christ Jesus. I belong to the new covenant of Christ Jesus. I belong to no other covenant. Therefore, let the blood of Jesus and the fire of the Holy Ghost be
The covenant of darkness, sir, by which the marine spirits are manipulating and controlling my life, by which they are enslaving and polluting my life, let them be destroyed now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. Yeah, we're going to pray like this, that whatsoever I did in the past in ignorance, that is making the kingdom of darkness stronger than me. They're going to say, Father, let your mercy nullify them. Let your mercy cancel them. Let your mercy neutralize them. Whatever thing I did in the past, every error I did in the past, that in ignorance, whether knowingly or unknowingly, every error I did in the past that is making the kingdoms of darkness stronger than I have, that is making the enemy to rule over my life, Father, in your mercy, neutralize them. In your mercy, cancel them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, whatsoever error I did in the past, when I have not known you, whatsoever error I did in the past, because of deception, because of unbelief, Lord, that is making the enemy to be stronger than I am, that is making the kingdoms of darkness to rule over me, Lord, in your mercy, let them all be neutralized now. Let them be cancelled now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Every error I committed, knowingly or unknowingly, in the past, that has created a legal ground for the enemy to rule over my life, for the enemy to oppress me. Oh Lord, in your mercy, forgive and cancel them all. In your mercy, forgive and cancel them all. Begin to pray. I want you to pray this particular prayer with the whole of your heart. Begin to pray with the whole of your heart. Say, Lord, every error I did in the past, every error I committed in the past that gave the enemy a legal ground to rule over my life, to oppress my life, to enslave my life, Lord Jesus, by your mercy, forgive and cancel them all. Forgive and neutralize them all. In the name of Jesus, let that legal ground be destroyed. Let that legal ground be destroyed. Let such legal ground be destroyed. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let such legal ground be destroyed. Say, Lord, every error I committed in time past that the enemy is using to enslave me now, that the enemy is using to block me from getting blessed, that the enemy is using to stop me from crossing to the next higher level. Oh God, in your mercy, forgive and terminate them all. Forgive and neutralize them all. Forgive and destroy them all. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, you're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your lordship over my soul, by the reason of your lordship over my life and destiny, let every power claiming Lord over my life, let every personality claiming Lord over my life be utterly destroyed by your hunger. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, by the reason of your lordship over my life, over my soul, destroy every other power and personality claiming lordship over my life. Lord, in your hunger, utterly destroy them, for I am yours, and you are my Lord. Every personality that is saying they are in charge over my life, every personality and power that wants to, that is claiming ownership, that is claiming possession, that is claiming control over my life, career, calling, and destiny, Lord, let your anger destroy them, because you are my Lord, and there is no one else beside you. No one can take your place. Therefore, destroy every other personality that is claiming ownership, claiming possession, claiming control, claiming to rule over my life. Let your anger consume them now. Let your anger consume them now. Begin to pray like that. Let your anger consume them now. In the name of Jesus. For you are a jealous God. For you are a jealous God. And I am your son. And I am your child. In your hunger, oh God, destroy every personality of darkness that is standing as a Lord over my life. There cannot be another Lord beside you. Every personality of darkness standing as a Lord over my life. Lord, let your hunger consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let your hunger destroy them now. Thank you, Lord. Say, Lord, by the reason of your lordship, destroy every personality of darkness, claiming ownership, control, and lordship over my life. Let your anger destroy them now. Let your anger destroy them now. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, I prophesy over my life. From now henceforth, the hands shall give birth goodness, greatness, riches, wealth unto me. In the name of Jesus, say, I prophesy from now henceforth, as I walk on the ground, as I walk on this head, the head shall give birth unto me, the head shall produce unto me goodness, greatness, success, health, blessings, riches, wealth, great opportunities. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I prophesy over my life. I prophesy over my days. I prophesy over my career. I prophesy over my calling. I prophesy over my destiny. As I walk on this earth, the ground shall produce unto me greatness, goodness, blessings, helps, helpers, solutions to problems, great opportunities, promotion. In the name of Jesus, the head shall produce unto me riches and wealth. In the name of Jesus, the head shall produce unto me favor. In the name of Jesus, the head shall produce unto me all the treasures that God has put my name on them. In the name of Jesus, all the treasures that has my name on them, the head shall give birth to them unto me. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I prophesy, I speak to the head as I walk from now onward, as I walk on you, O head, I shall enjoy, thank you, Lord, fullness of blessings, fullness of wealth, fullness of peace, fullness of health, fullness of joy. I speak to the head. From now onward, the head shall produce unto me great riches and wealth. The head shall produce unto me great honor, great favor, great opportunities in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, I prophesy from now onward, as I walk on this earth, the head shall give birth unto me solutions to problems. The head shall give birth unto me breakthroughs. The head shall give birth unto me success. The head shall give birth unto me prosperity, greatness. In the name of Jesus, the head shall give birth unto me progress. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We're still praying. Now, you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the fire of God locate every agent of darkness hiding secretly to attack me suddenly, to attack me unaware. Every agent of darkness hiding secretly somewhere to attack me suddenly, to attack me unaware. Let the fire of God fish them out and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Leshina Hagia. Ikta Hosa Shuangita. Mashanidia Kekidia. Lila Shanana Sanagala. Ekta Shihande Dema Kushina. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, let the fire of God locate every enemy that is secretly hiding somewhere to attack me suddenly, to attack me unaware. Let the fire of God locate them and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Every enemy hiding somewhere, agents of Satan, hiding secretly somewhere in my life, secretly on my journey, secretly somewhere around me, to attack me unaware, to attack me suddenly, to attack me with destruction, to attack me with untimely death, to attack me with incurable diseases. Let the fire of God fish them out and destroy them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Lelihashigara. Kektesa Shima Gelia. Thank you, Lord. Mashuhande Suzanne Tigala. Jetadi and the Do Anyan Hashidama. Masa Jetatana de Galagala. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Wherever they are hiding, let the fire of God trace them to that place and destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every power that appears to cause failure at the edge of breakthroughs. Every power that appears to cause failure at the edge of my breakthroughs, let the hunger of God destroy them. Every power that appears to cause problems, every power that appears to cause stagnation at the edge of my breakthrough, to cause delay at the edge of my breakthrough, let the hunger of God waste them now. Begin to pray like that. It's a very important prayer point for your journey this year. Say, every power that appears, that manifests, and that to cause failure, to cause misfortune, at the edge of my breakthrough, at the edge of my miracle, at the edge of my testimony, let the hunger of God destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, every power that shows up at that point when I am about to be glorified. At that point when I'm about to experience a miracle, at that point when I'm about to receive a testimony, oh God, let your anger destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Every power that shows hope at the point when I'm about to get blessed, every power that manifests to stop my blessings, to cause failure, at the point when I'm about to succeed, let those destroy them. Let the anger of God destroy them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let Shadden get out of Shadden. In the name of Jesus, anger of the Lord destroy them. Fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them. Every strange power that shows up when I'm about to be blessed, that shows up to cause trouble, that shows up to cause failure, when I'm about to be blessed, when I'm about to succeed, when I'm about to move forward, when I'm about to be elevated, when I am about to experience great increase, let the fire of the Holy Ghost destroy them now. Let the anger of God destroy them now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray like this. Yeah. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, separate from me every demon that every demon that followed me from last year into this year to cause stagnation, to cause delay in my life, to slow down my progress. Every devil, every affliction, every trouble that followed me from last year into this year to put my life under stagnation, to put my life under delay. Lord, let your fire separate them from my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Every power that followed me from last year into this year, every power that has been following me since last year, stopping good things from happening, slowing down my progress, putting me in stagnation and delay, Lord, let your fire separate them now from my life. Every demon that has been following my life from the beginning of last year, every demon that has been following my life to ensure that there is no success, to ensure that there is no success, to ensure that there is no progress, let the fire of the Holy Ghost separate them from my life. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them, separate them, separate them, separate them from my journey, separate them from my life journey, in the name of Jesus. Every presence of darkness, presence of devil that has glued with my life from last year, to put my life under stagnation, fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life. I believe you're praying that prayer. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, separate them from my life. Separate them from the journey of my life. I refuse to be limited. I refuse to be stagnated. I refuse to continue the way I was last year. I refuse to continue with the same problems I had last year. Lord, separate from me every presence of darkness that is prolonging the same problems that happened to me last year. Lord, separate those presence from my life. Separate such darkness from my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. God, you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let the fear of you grip the hearts of my enemies. Let the terror of you fall upon the enemies that surrounds my life to destroy my life. Let the terror of you, the fear of you, grip their hearts and let them be forever scattered. Let them be permanently scattered in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. As the terror of God gripped the hearts of all the enemies of Israel, and they could not come near them, they could not attack them because they were too afraid of them. Therefore, let the terror of the Lord fall upon all the enemies of my destiny, all the enemies of my calling, all the enemies of my life, all the enemies of my career. Let your terror, O God, fall upon them. Thank you, Lord. Let your terror grip their souls. Let your terror grip their hearts. Let them not be able to carry out their assignments. Let them not be able to carry out their enterprise. Every enemy that surrounds my life, every enemy of my destiny, enemy of my progress, enemy of my success and greatness, Lord, let your terror, let a great terror fall upon them, and let them never be able to carry out their operations. Let them never be able to carry out their enterprises. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I think we have prayed this prayer again, but it's very prophetic. I mean, we have prayed it before. I want us to pray it again. Yeah, it's very prophetic. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I enter into the day where the promises of the Lord for my life is fulfilled. I enter into the timeline where all the prophecies of the Lord for my life is fulfilled. I enter into that moment. I enter into that hour where all that the Lord has said concerning my life came to pass. Now, in the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I walk into that moment. I walk into that day. I enter into that time where the promises of the Lord for my life, calling, and destiny is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. I enter into that hour right now. I enter into that hour where the blessings of the Lord for my life are manifested, where the miracles the Lord I've promised, I've released. I enter into that time. I enter into that day where all the prophecies, all the promises of the Lord for my life is fulfilled. In the name of Jesus. Now, thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, now I enter into that hour. I enter into that day. I enter into that moment. I enter into that timeline. I enter into that calendar where all that the Lord has written concerning my life are fulfilled, where they all come to pass. I enter into that time, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray. Say, I walk into that moment. I walk into that day where the blessings of the Lord from my life reached me. Where the blessings of the Lord from my life appeared in my life. Where the blessings of the Lord from my life are made manifest. Thank you, Lord. I enter into that timeline. I walk into that hour. I walk into that moment. I walk into that day. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, I walk into that day. You might not understand, but just pray it. I know what I'm saying. Begin to pray. Say, I enter into that moment. Say, I enter into that hour where all that the Lord have said concerning me came to pass. Where I fulfilled my destiny. Thank you, Lord. Where I possessed my possessions. Into that very moment, that very hour, where I received the honor, where I received the blessings, where I received the promotion. That very hour, I walk into it now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I walk into the moment. Thank you, Father. Where my life is changed forever. Where my life changed forever. Where my life transformed forever. I walk into that day. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah, if you remember, in particular post, I published some time ago, I think I shared that post or article on all our groups. Yeah, I was talking about a caused timeline, that everyone on earth, we are living in a timeline that is different from the timeline God ordained from the day he created the earth and placed men inside. So it is like we are following a calendar that is different from the calendar of God. And that is why sometimes God will give a prophecy and for many years, the prophecy will not come to pass if the people did not pray. And if you also look at the scriptures, you will see where Apostle Paul said, he said, redeeming the times. For the days are evil, that we should redeem the times in prayer. For the days are evil. So there are some powers that they are changing days to become what God, how do I put it now? They are changing the times to look differently from what God wants those times to look like. For instance, today is Friday, for instance. Both today, tomorrow, the day after tomorrow, each day in this year, and even next year, and every year in this world, has been taken for evil. That's what that scripture means. Each day has been taken for evil. Each day have been corrupted and polluted. So that is why we pray that prayer that you should enter into the day. So there is a particular day or there is a particular season that God will fulfill all his promises for your life. But devil is ready to make sure that none of those days actually became the day God has chosen to bless you. So God can say that, God can tell you that, by this time tomorrow, I'm going to change your life. And then tomorrow comes and then nothing happens. It's not that God is a liar. The problem is that there are forces that are controlling the days. It's just like they are resetting the time. You know how you reset time? It's just like they are programming what is not in time into time. Yeah, so and they know how to do it. So you're going to pray, you're going to raise up your right hand. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say in the name of Jesus, I come against every oppression of darkness going on to turn each day of my life into evil. Every oppression of darkness going on to lock out God's blessings, to lock God's blessings out of my days. Let the hunger of God destroy them in the name of Jesus, beginning from today till the rest. Every power, every oppression of darkness that has hijacked the days of my life for evil, let the fire of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus, every oppression of darkness going on to turn each day of my life into evil, to block God's blessings, to block God's blessings from reaching me in each day of my life, let the fire of God waste them now. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Every oppression of darkness going on in the second heaven, every oppression of darkness going on the ground, every oppression of darkness going on under the ground, to ensure that the days of my life don't look the same with what God has promised. Let the fire of God destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Let the fire of God destroy them. Let the fire of God destroy them. Leshana tagesazara. Liandu shiva hagenditajara. Masha sati handedeta. Lish the handed isara. Geshua topa zujibiandida. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Leshana vita. Gesuja nibalajria. He tanted denevegla. Raga sujina didia. Makagetanda gala. In the name of Jesus, every power programming evil to prevail in each day of my life, aborting God's blessings, aborting God's visitations, aborting God's miracles, every power that is programming evil to happen in each day of my life, let the fire of God destroy them. Begin to pray like that. Let fire. Thank you, Lord. Something is happening as you're praying that prayer. Continue to pray. Don't stop. Continue to pray. Say, let fire of God destroy them. Every power from the second heaven, every power, principality from the second heaven, on the ground, under the ground, that is causing the days of my life, that is making the days of my life a cursed timeline. Let the fire of God destroy them all. Let them be permanently displaced. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, we have several prayer points, and I'll be praying for you, and then we'll round off the session. Yeah, just as I was saying, I said these forces of darkness, they claim each day for evil, and for good to actually prevail in those days that has been already claimed, yeah, or reset or configured or reprogrammed for evil, there must be war. Yeah, there must be war. There must be there must be power. There must be manifestation of power. Yeah, so there is a power of God that resets time. devil already manipulated the time, the timeline of human beings. He already put us in a timeline where only what he wants happens. But there is a power in God that reverses all that the devil has programmed into your days, and you are about to encounter that power. You are about to see that power work in your favor. So you are going to pray. Okay, in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest in each day of my life to reverse every evil that the enemy has already programmed into my timeline. Let the power of God manifest in each hour of my life to redeem those times, to reverse the evils now.